Have you come across the recent short film Pedder yet? It's about the original Lake Pedder in the Southwest Wilderness. Here's a snippet from the film.
I don't know how old I was when I found out about the original Lake Pedder and what happened, but I do remember my dad, he's got one of those wonderful Allegus Tricanus books, and I remember sort of sitting on the couch with Dad, hearing stories about and like reflecting on the beautiful images in this book and how it had stirred such emotion.
That was the voice of Jimmy Caudwell, who you just heard there in the short film Pedder. He's been helping the Restore Lake Pedder campaign for 4 years now in various roles, and he actually joins me now to talk about this lake and this film. Jimmy, thanks for coming on The Drive Show.
Anytime, Andre. Thanks for having me.
Why do you feel such a connection to Lake Pedder? Let's start with that first. Before we talk about how significant this site is, I'd love to know your connection to it.
Yeah. Well, you just played that little clip of me, and I will preface that I never like hearing my voice, but it's okay. But for me, it's kind of two-pronged. I mentioned there in that clip that, you know, the sort of family and dad and the likes, and, you know, my folks haven't, you know, never got the chance to see the original Lake Pedder and all its beauty. But they were, like a lot of people, I guess, captivated by its beauty through the work of Allegus Tricanus and others. And I guess that is, was passed on to me. And I like being outdoors and getting out for the bushwalk and stuff. So it's definitely sort of inspired me in that way. And then more recently, with COVID, and I sort of made a decision to go to uni with all that sort of upset, and I decided to study geography, and there I was, you know, down at UTAS, and then getting Lake Pedder still coming at me from all different directions, and the World Heritage Area that sits in, and you know, that could be, you know, like sort of natural values and whatnot, or also just the way that it keeps drawing people back, and yeah, yeah, it's been my life being drawn to it, I guess. Yeah.
It's been around you all the time. What is the Restore Lake Pedder campaign then about? Can you explain that?
Yeah, so take one step back is just to contextualise where Lake Pedder currently sits. But it's right in the heart of the island, currently within the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area. And it was this beautiful glacial lake. So Tassie has some of the best examples of glacial activity anywhere in the continent, and it's the best. And, you know, when glaciers do their work, they grind down mountains into unique shapes, but then all that sediment and material that's moved ends up down in the valley, and it just so happens it's, you know, around the Arthur and the Franklin Range, which is this pinky, whitey quartz, and all of that material that's sort of broken down has ended up as the lake, the sand dunes of Lake Pedder, and also the beach of Lake Pedder. And it's just gorgeous. Yeah, it would have been this gorgeous, whitey, pinky sand, and as surrounded by these fantastic mountains. And unfortunately, despite being in a national park, and despite ending up in the World Heritage Area, but it was flooded about 50 years ago from 1972. And so the Restore Pedder focus is to reinstate the former glory of that glacial lake and everything that goes with it, the animals and the plants that live around and inside it, or indeed the, you know, the rivers and the sort of smaller satellite lakes around it and all that. It's quite a substantial area. The original lake was 10 square kilometres, but currently it sits in an impoundment, or, you know, a dammed area of 240 square kilometres.
Whoa.
So it's rather significant body of water sits on top of it. But fortunately, and as we know through sending divers and the likes down under there, it sits there kind of in waiting, the very slow way the water you know, drowned out the landscape. Meant actually it's all intact, so the sand dunes and even the ripples and the beach and everything, even like footprints and, you know, tire tracks and stuff that were on the beach are still captured down there. So We're sort of lucky in that way. Yeah.
And this is what's documented in the film Pedder by Tabitha Badger. It's a really good synopsis of the situation. A lot of people then also weighing in from the protest times back then and younger people like yourself who want to see change for the future now. There are also some old dams at this site that are problematic. Can you just give us a quick summary of what's going on there?
Yeah, so there's the two dams that the documentary focuses on, the Edgar and the Scott's Peak Dam. So they're in the sort of, if you look at the current dammed area of water, the impoundment, they're in the southern sort of area. And like a lot of infrastructure, things get to the end of their time, and they're getting to the end of their time now. They've been around for 50 years. The film sort of jumps into the construction and sort of issues with it, so slumping and materials and whatnot used. But basically right now it's a bit of a decision point on whether to pull down and restore them or to pull down and leave them pulled down, in turn restoring the landscape that was flooded because of them.
Do you think that's something, Jimmy, do you think that's something that might pop up in these state elections or this debate again?
Honestly, my finger's a little off the pulse right now because I've just started a research project, he says. But I dare say it is in the cards. Reason being is that it's in the World Heritage Area. That's globally recognised for the incredible values in that place. So, the plants and animals, again, the call it home, but all that glacial history is really quite globally significant. The only sort of examples of that type of lake exist on Earth was Lake Pedder. And the reason that it was included, despite having the dams there, is that it was included in the World Heritage Area for when dams come to the end of their time, is that the decision could or should be made to retire those dams and restore the lake. So I think the World Heritage Area pops up in every in a lot of political debate. Why not in the state election, I guess?
Yeah. Jimmy, we're going to have to leave it there and crack on to fire news, but really appreciate your time filling us in on this today.
That's all right. And St. Helens, March 12th, if anyone's around, the doco is screening.
Absolutely, yeah. I was going to give it a plug, but you've done my job for me.
Okay, sorry.
Bravo. I'll give all details to listeners that need that, who want to see it, next week. It's showing. It showed last night in Launceston to some acclaim, and let's see if we can get some people along next week as well who want to see this. Jimmy, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it.
No worries, Andre. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. That was Jimmy Cordwell there. He's been helping along with the Lake Pedder, Restore Lake Pedder campaign, and he appears in that recent film, Pedder, which has been directed and edited by Tabitha Badger, who's actually standing as a candidate in those state elections I just mentioned.